Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Christine Perquette is a public relations expert, a social media expert. She's the founder of Perquette PR. She's been on the show before. She's a member of our Brain Trust, and she's here to talk to us about how to be more innovative. Christine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. It says here that you were named one of the top 10 CEOs who tweet. So I'm just imagining, you know, your mother and dad sitting around and saying, "So, it's come to this."
It has, yes. they want to know what this means. This,
yeah.
What is this? You know?
Hey, Christine. Innovation is a handy word that today has many, many applications, doesn't it?
It does.
And it seems to me that if you're going to be successful in the second decade of the 21st century, that's how I'm helping small business owners to kind of realize, you know, where they are in the time continuum of the marketplace. You know, you can't just say 21st century, I think, anymore. You got to focus a little bit better. And your innovation needs to be a little more focused, therefore, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Talk to us about that. What are you seeing? What do you think we should be doing?
In terms of innovation for a small business?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think coming off a recession, which I know you're talking about a few minutes ago, a lot of businesses feel like they still need to play it safe. They still need to stay very focused on what they know works. But if you're going to move from into recovery, so from survival into recovery, you need to start innovating again and trying some new things, taking some risks, being flexible, and you know, giving opportunities to staff to come to you with some new ideas of things to try maybe in the next quarter or in the next year, and you know, creating and fostering a culture of trial and error, I think.
So you're saying that the first step of being more innovative is to be open to innovation.
Exactly.
It's
right.
Amazing how many people don't, you know, that would be a huge mover for them, a huge step for them, just to be open to the ideas of possibility of changing things.
Yeah, and I think a lot of business owners don't necessarily realize that they're not open to it, but they're sticking to a tried and true formula, and that works, again, for survival, but in order to recover and in order to move forward and in order to get competitive again, you really need to take some risks. There's no reward without risk.
Well, and you know, the thing is let's even make it a little easier for some of our more mild-mannered folks in the audience, Christine. Don't even, you know, in the beginning, you might not even have to take any risks. All you might have to do is experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think that, you know, the risk certainly. You know, if you're really gonna hit a home run, you got to take some risks. But
absolutely.
but it is possible prior to risking something to just experiment a little bit.
Yep, experiment and make it okay to experiment. Give your staff some opportunities to, you know, maybe you give them some assignments that are, you know, show me what you've got opportunities that mm-hmm. are above and beyond their normal responsibilities or job description. And remember to foster, again, that culture of no ideas are bad ideas.
Right.
Because people will bring new ideas to the table as long as they are in an environment where it's safe to do so. So you have to remember, especially as a business owner, that even if you don't use their ideas, that you welcome them and that you thank them for their creative thinking and say there are no bad ideas, maybe they're just not appropriate right now in our business. But let's keep them in our creative vault, if you will.
What about this, Christine? What about if we said, okay, I know what you've thought about me in the past. I know you think I'm a stuffy boss and I don't ever do anything out of the box and blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to turn over a new leaf. And here's what I'm going to do to show you I'm going to turn over a new leaf. If you have an idea for an innovation, or something that you think could be needs to be fixed or changed or adjusted, you have the green light to come to me and give me that. But when you do, I'm going to say, okay, how would you if I let you do this, how would you experiment with it? What's wrong with that,
right,
Christine?
Pardon me?
I said, what's wrong with that? Wouldn't that be okay?
That would be great. Yeah, absolutely. Giving that opportunity and asking for them to think about how it would work, absolutely, more than okay. I would say necessary. And, again, rewarding and recognizing folks that take the chance to do that. It's a very difficult thing to get people to step forward and step outside of their comfort zone, so you really have to, give them recognition for doing so. And when people are recognized, I think they tend to like that feeling, and then they'll do it again and again.
That's one of the things, what you just said. If you use a little exercise that we just talked about, folks, and if you think about what Christine just said, those are the kinds of things that get employees engaged, isn't it, Christine?
Exactly. Yep. And I think SMBs are probably aware of this more so than larger businesses, because we have fewer resources and we need to get creative above and beyond the salaries that we pay people to get them to feel motivated and to get them to go beyond their to-do list and to get them to contribute to the business as a whole, rather than just their individual job description.
And it's a way of harnessing a lot of brain power.
Exactly.
And,
absolutely.
And so just say, okay. See, one of the things that I've said for years is, if you have, it's okay to bring me a problem, but be sure you bring some kind of a solution with it. If you see something wrong in the organization, if you see something that needs to be fixed, don't just come to me and say, boss, we need to fix this. This is broken. You need to have thought about it enough so that you bring me some kind of a solution that we can consider, that we can work with. And so now what we're talking about is taking it one step further and saying, okay, not only, how would you fix it, but how would we apply that fix? How could we experiment? And what would your experiment cost us in real dollars or potential opportunity lost? Would that be okay to say that?
I absolutely agree with that. That's one of the things that we're constantly saying in my company, which is, we hear your complaint. Now, what sort of ideas do you have for fixing it? So
right,
help us help you and participate in that part of the issue as well, not just bringing it to the table, because trust me, your boss knows the issues most of the time.
Right.
Where we need help and where we need to work as a team, especially in a small business, is, again, trying different things to solve those problems. And employees should have an idea of what
right,
they want to fix and how they would do it if they could.
Give us your website. Christine, I need to wrap it up. Give us your website quickly, please.
A website. It's perkettpr.com. P-E-R-K-E-T-T-P-R.
When we come back, I'm going to ask Christine. I want to talk to Christine a little bit about social media. I want to get her to her advice. She's an expert in this area. Folks, you and I could use some help. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.